Hello everyone, this is Coco and welcome back to Small Talk. And today I have with me is someone who is a combination of good looks, talent and punctual. And without further ado, I have with me is the reigning Mr. Arunachal 2023, Mr. Tachang Pasang.
Thank you very much. Quite an introduction.
Welcome to Small Talk.
Happy to be here.
So, first of all, I want to begin with asking this, that how are you feeling right now, like after winning the title?
A lot of mixed feelings, obviously. I feel really great that I'm able to represent my state in the national platform when I'll be going there after about 2 months. Other than that, it feels really great that young people these days are looking up to me, and yeah, the popularity sure is a big bonus.
Okay. So I want to know ki first thing what you did after winning jo night tha, jo lamba jo night chala hai competition ka, after that, after winning the title, what did you did exactly? Kya kiya?
Exactly, I went home and my whole family was there. So there was a speech. I thanked all of them, especially my mom and dad, for all the support, all in all ways. So that was the first thing I did, and then dinner, and then
no party shati.
No, I'm not someone who parties. I think.
Okay, I've heard that you never tasted a drop of alcohol. I think from your mouth only. Is that correct?
It is correct. I have never tasted alcohol or maintained any bad habits, such as smoking or anything else. I hardly drink soft drinks even. So.
Okay, so that's very impressive.
Yeah, that was for the younger generations of our state, especially because too many people these days are moving towards that direction of trying out these harmful substances. Because it all starts out of curiosity, and then one day you're just addicted to it. And that's really sad.
Okay, so like you belong from certain family, like you have the shadow of your father. I know, like, so I want to know, like, was it hard for you to grow up or to even to participate on the pageant like Mr. Arunachal?
Starting off, when I decided that I should join this contest, I had already said this in my head that I had to be way beyond competition. I had to be head and shoulders above, because I had to prove it that I was a clear winner. I knew that, because if it was just 1.5 points ahead, people would already be raising questions. Even before the title was given out, maybe even in top five, people would already be saying that you know what they're saying now. So I knew that I had to do really well. And as per my understanding, I think I did really well.
Okay, so. I have seen the whole show, and I think that was my first Mr. Arunachal that I went to watch actually. So I saw the whole competition. It was like good.
Thanks
a good
a
show.
Thanks a lot. Yeah.
And like, do you have to, like, you want to say anything to those people like who think like you were like not deserving and you got the title out of some
because of my background?
Yeah.
To those people, I would just like to say, it's okay if you feel I don't deserve it, and if you feel it was because, I mean, it was not because of my talent or not because of my hard work, and it was because of my background. It's okay if you think like that. Just please don't post it on social media and don't bring it to other people's notice. I mean, if you think like that and it's your personal opinion, obviously you're entitled to it, and everyone's fine with it. Me, myself, personally, I'm fine with it. Just don't bring it to social media, because what happens is when you bring such hateful ideas in the public forum, people tend to get hurt by it. And everyone gets affected by something bad said about them. So please don't bring it in a public forum. If it's your personal opinion, you can keep it to yourself. And even if it's bad or it's good for me, mm-hmm. it doesn't really matter, because it's your opinion and you have every right to have it. Just don't bring it out there.
Okay. You like, does a Tachang Pasang get affected with these trolls? And like, if something bad comments are coming up, like, how do you deal with that?
Although one of the troll or one of the way people are making fun of me is that I'm a robot.
Oh.
I'm very robotic. That's what people say. But I'm human. So
that's mean. Very mean.
Yeah, it is mean. But I'm human. So yes, I do get affected by it. And it hurts to see some people writing things like it was scripted and you already had it because our society is ruled and governed by money, and money power takes over everything. And all those things, obviously it's difficult when, because the hard work you put in and all the work that you put in is undermined because of such and such things. Because people always come up with something. This or that. If it wasn't this, it would be that. Okay. So, obviously it's hurtful, yes.
So, I want to know, did like the participating in Mr. Arunachal was a way of like creating your own name, fame, apart from your father's shadow? Like,
yes, that was one of the main ideas which I had to... It was like an objective that I had to accomplish, because one day or the other, everyone has to come out of the shadow of their parents to live on their own, to make a name for themselves. And so that society will acknowledge them for who they are as an individual and not someone.
Mm-hmm.
So that, yeah, that was a pretty primary thing for me.
Okay, so in that note, I want to know who is like Tachang Pasang. So where did your study and all? Like, what is your interest? Can you tell us about that?
I, for the most part of my life, I grew up in Assam.
Mm.
I studied there from 5 till class 12. After passing out from there, I went to Hindu College, Delhi University, and did my 3 years. And immediately after that, I did my master's in Ambedkar University, Delhi.
Okay, so you are like the Hindu boy.
Hindu college.
Your percentage must be like very high.
It was 92%.
Okay. That's what I mentioned in the introduction, where intelligent guy. 91% in what? Like 92?
Yes, ma'am.
Again, what subject?
You're
in which stream?
It's an overall percentage.
Okay.
Or humanities.
Oh, humanity. Arts. Okay. Yes, 92. La. Okay, so okay, it's rare to find like someone like who is tall, good looking and intelligent. Like, it's a rare combo actually.
Yeah. Okay,
so I'm glad that that rare combo is representing us in our, in like national, it's going to represent us, no? National.
Yes, going to.
Okay, so best of luck for that.
Thank you so much.
And so let's come back to the thing that to know you better. So tell us, like, what is your big turn off? Yeah, like if you meet some new people, like
any person, any gender,
regardless of gender and anything.
I think it would be someone who uses a lot of abusive words. That is a big turn off for me. I hate it when people use abusive words. I mean, when you're just having a normal conversation. I mean, if you exclaim, it's fine. Suppose you get hurt or something hit you and people shout some words like
okay.
that. But if just in a normal conversation, you're too habituated to using it, it irks. I don't like that at all.
Okay.
That's a big turn off.
And turn on?
Turn on. This might sound very traditional, conventional, even... I don't know, for some very hardcore feminist people, it might be a little misogynistic, but it's really, it turns me on.
What turns you on?
when a female person is a good cook. I like that a lot. When she can cook well. and maybe handle a home well.
Girls.
That really gets me.
लड़कियों गौर से सुनिए सुनिए
सीख लीजिए सब कुछ.
Okay, so it sounds like you're like the quality you mentioned, it sounds like you're close to your mom.
Yes, I'm very close to my mom, yes. Okay. I'm really close to a lot of female members in our family, because I was in our society, as it is, most of the times it's the responsibility of the female members to bring up the child.
Mm-hmm.
So naturally, all children get very attached to the female members. So yes, I'm very close to my mom. I'm very close to my aunts and also my elder sisters in the family. And I think it really teaches you a lot of things.
Okay.
About being less aggressive, being a little understanding, you know, feminine qualities.
Okay. Let's see after 5 years if you enhance this quality or not. Dekhte hain after 5 years. You remain sure. The same, Tachang?
I will. Okay. Even better.
Okay, so what do you do, like, whenever you get, like, you feel, like, very low at some point of time? What is your coping mechanism?
That is most of the time, I think. I am always feeling low. My coping mechanism would be, I have three little sisters who are very young. The eldest one is in class 11. The one after that is in class 7. And the one after that is... she just started schooling, I guess, 2 years back. She's in class 1.
Mm-hmm.
You can just say they are my coping mechanism. Whenever I'm low or I feel... when I don't feel motivated to do anything, or if I feel like I'm not being productive, I just go to them, maybe play with them, talk to them. And it just gives me that encouragement in life that, you know, you have people that you have to look after when you grow up, and when they won't have anyone to support them, it has to be you. So that gives me that push that, you know, do something.
Overall, you are a family person.
Yeah, I think family always is very highly valued.
Okay, so you sounded very family person, and you sounded like you're someone who's very close to, like, female in the house.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Because that's all there is. There are so many female members. So.
And, okay, let's go back to your Mr. Arunachal pageant competition.
Okay.
So, people say that a lot of people on social media say that pageant are very overrated, and even like if a guy is participating in a pageant, they assume certain things.
Okay.
That this guy must be thoda feminine, uske baad again. A lot of things come with that competition.
Yeah.
Participating on that competition. So what is the most stereotyping that people have given this pageant a name, or a certain comments they make? Like, do you face any of that, or do you want to say something to those people who think like that?
Personally, I have always believed in this saying, which is that ignorance is bliss. What they say. So, I mean, if you don't like that negativity, just ignore that negativity, and it won't affect you anyway. But obviously, we shouldn't always be unaware of everything. So we should be aware of things that's going on. So yes, I know there are a lot of stereotypes with people who enter pageants or conduct pageants. And there's, I don't know about the feminine part.
No, they say it. They say
maybe it. They say it, but I hear that people who are very superficial, you know, give a lot of importance to looks and stuff like that. They are the ones who do pageants, and they think, like, they think they're better than others because they look better than others. So, I know about all those things. And to all the people who maybe want to undervalue the whole idea of pageantry, and who tend to not think well about this whole industry as a whole, I just want to say that there are lots of fields in this world, and each of it has its purpose. Mm-hmm. I mean, if something didn't have its purpose, it wouldn't exist. Mm. It's as simple as that. Everything exists because it needs to exist. So in that same way, the whole pageantry thing, it needs to exist in some way. People like being employed. People are earning from it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole group, section mm-hmm. of society mm-hmm. who work towards achieving their goals and mm-hmm. their dreams through mm-hmm. the pageantry industry.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of actors have mm-hmm. come up. I mean, no one hates actors. But once they did pageants, and even many actors from our state, mm. the ones who are acting in movies from mm. our state these days, the ones people enjoy, the ones people are going to watch in theaters, mm. even they once did this beauty pageants. And it's nothing to be ashamed of for mm. the ones who want to do it or have done it. And for the ones who have comments and who have bad things to say about it,
mm.
I just want to say that maybe you could try it someday. You could
experience
the whole thing. And you will have respect for it. I mm. swear you will have respect for it. Because maybe I was once a person who didn't think much of it. I didn't think negatively of it. But I didn't think much of this whole pageantry thing. I just thought, it's like, maybe some people don't have anything to do and they just enter these
okay,
things.
Your perception yeah, was like
I, it
this
it was something
before.
Like this before. Because I didn't think of it as a very serious thing.
Mm.
But as I grew up, I realized the thing I just said. I realized that everything has a purpose and everything has a place in this society. So it fulfills something.
Mm-hmm.
And I entered it thinking it is a platform where people look up to you and you can always
make a voice.
Good use of it. Yes.
Yeah, a voice, actually.
I mean, like they say, the tool, it depends on the bearer. I mean, you can use a sword to kill people. You can use a sword to help people. Mm. You can use it for a number of things, which will be good and bad.
Mm.
So that's a tool. It becomes a tool for you. It becomes something in your armory that you can use to help society and make positive change and contribute to society in a very positive manner. So it's actually a very good thing.
Okay, so talking about society, do you follow like what's going around in Arunachal, especially on social media?
Yes, I follow everything.
So as we say that you are the backbone of society.
Yes.
So what do you have to say about the recent that APPSE fiasco? What is your take on that?
It's a very controversial topic.
you are the voice now.
Yes. The APPSE fiasco is it's a very common typical example of the citizens always wanting more from their government because that's always how it's going to be. They shouldn't be satisfied ever because that is what keeps democracy alive.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a case of the citizens always wanting more from the government and the government also always trying their best to mm-hmm. provide the best possible solutions and the mm-hmm. best possible service. Service, yeah, okay. for the society.
Okay.
So they will always try their best to do whatever they can so people are happy and people are satisfied and they live well. Mm. And the public will always not be very satisfied with what the government is doing. And that is what keeps everything running. I mean, a government that is not responsible will obviously be bad.
Mm.
And a public that is not aware and a public that doesn't voice their complaints will also in a way harm society. So what's happening is actually really healthy. However, sometimes it takes a bad turn.
Mm.
When there's a lot of vandalism and there's violence and some people who maybe don't have anything to do with it are the ones getting hurt in the crossfire.
Mm.
So that's a big drawback from this whole issue. Mm. However, in my very honest opinion, I feel that a wrong was done, obviously. and people got aware of it, and it became popular, and the whole student community especially raised their voice, and they all participated in mass movements.
Mm-hmm.
And in a way, the society woke up to what's going on. So that's a very good thing. However, there's a part which everyone will agree with me.
Let's see.
Was not good.
Mm.
Is the vandalism that took place, and the way it hurt some people, because the way daily lives go, the way economic processes go, every day matters to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
A shop closed for 3 days is actually a big loss for the whole state, because a whole state will run on its economy, on its local economy.
Mm-hmm.
And when all the shops in the capital are closed for even 3 days, it's like you're facing a loss of at least 2 months or something like that. So it's a really big thing. I mean, people don't consider small things like this. They think, what's the point? I mean, how much do you sell in a day anyway? But when you look at the bigger picture, all the cars that won't run that day. So the petrol pumps won't be selling fuel. All the schools that won't open that day. So, you know, school children that maybe go for lunch to some small local bakeries or small food stalls won't
like
earn.
Wholesome, so, like you're saying, it affects the economy of
it. It affects from the grassroots level to the top. And that's how it's bad. So I think everyone should agree
very
to that.
Very well explained.
That's how the common people are, you know, affected by it.
Yes.
So that is my
opinion. Okay, nice opinion from your side, and well explained by Mr. Tachang Pasang. So now you said you're representing our state on national platform. So what is your there is any plan uske baad?
I mean, it's obvious the national, and then I hope I make it through, and then I will be representing our country internationally. So that's the professional plan. But I am sure you're not asking about that.
Okay.
The other plan would be eventually what I planned to do was, actually, when I started this whole thing, from the start, I just thought, you know, the way I am, I mean, the way I have been brought up in a very strict manner. So, yes. So, I always had this ambitious, I would say, path that I always followed towards bettering myself every day and being productive. And obviously, I didn't do a really good job. So, I'm still unemployed. And people start earning like way before. But the thing is, not everyone is going to start earning early. And no, not everyone is going to get the success they want early in their life. So, when that does not happen, people tend to lose hope. And they start giving up. And since it's so competitive these days, and there is so much advertisement about everything, about how the life is, the life, about when you're rich and when you have the money. So the competition and the advertising and the social media, it gets into everyone's head, especially the young people. And then they all want to make it quick. They want to make it in life faster and quicker than before. And what they tend to forget in this whole
process
is that, you know, you should take your time. Because it's not meant for everyone to happen really quickly. Some people make it really big, really late in life. Some people make it not so big, but really early in life. And everyone has their own journey. You should never compare yourself with others, because you should always have your own goal, and you should work towards that goal. And there are going to be lots of other people who are working towards that same goal. And you should be ready to outwork all of them. And you should be ready to challenge all of them and be better. However, you should never compare yourself with others and think, oh, he did it and I'm a loser. And, not, and you should never think
thought
like
ever
that.
Strike on your mind?
Lots of times. But I think as a person, you have to live out of it.
Hmm.
So what I was trying to get at is people these days, especially the young people, are always competing.
Not young people, this generation.
Yeah, this whole generation is always competing. And everything has become financially based.
Hmm.
I mean, how successful you are is totally, it's exactly equal to how much you're earning. That should not be the thing.
Hmm.
How successful you are should also be about how much the society acknowledges your work, about how much respect you have gained in society, and how much people are influenced by you, how much people are inspired by you, how well you are doing for the people. Because in the end, no one's going to remember you for how much you earned.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's going to remember you for how much you have done for them.
So you don't value wealth and money?
Not as much as I value inspiring people towards the right way of life.
Okay.
I think.
I feel like, this is not my personal opinion, but I feel like the things you, what you have in life, like you're already like blessed, you are, you belong to a well-off family.
Yes.
I think the other might not agree. That's what I feel.
Yeah, yeah.
Because now you know that money can money cannot buy happiness, peace and everything. Nah.
I know that.
But I think for certain people, I think money is
very essential.
Ahead of everything.
I get that.
So how was growing up? Like you were provided sufficient, you were provided everything.
Yes, our father always provided everything.
Hmm.
He has never ever made us feel that we cannot have something.
Mm-hmm.
He has always worked his way out of so many difficult situations
mm-hmm.
in our life
mm-hmm.
and his life. And he has always been a very big support for us. Because, you know, when someone supports you really well in life, you start to have a lot of confidence in yourself.
Mm.
Because you think you cannot fall.
Okay, you can have everything.
It works for you. Because when you think you cannot fall, you start jumping around. You start taking more risks. And then most of the times, you even get success because of that.
Mm-hmm.
But I can totally understand what you said. And yes, some people will say it, that he already has it.
Mm.
So obviously, that's what he's going to say. To that, I would say that I was born to this.
Mm.
To whatever situation that I'm born into, I was born into it. I did not have any prior agreement with anyone else.
Mm.
Anyone else. Like no one has. It's not like I had a life before this life and someone told me
you
that.
You chose this life.
Yeah, I
you
have
chose
not chosen
your parents,
it. No one
yeah.
has ever. I mean, I have not decided to be what I am.
Mm.
I was born into it. And I can only speak in a way that I know.
Mm.
So, yes, obviously, we need to have a lot of varied perspectives.
Mm-hmm.
However, if I spoke from a viewpoint of someone else, someone that I'm not, someone who's facing a lot of difficulties in life, mm-hmm. I might be wrong. And that'll be very, very bad for me. Because if I'm wrong at that part, then it will be a huge injustice to them.
No, it's okay.
And also it'll be really risky. Because, you see, I don't know that. Like people say, walk a mile in someone's shoes
mm-hmm.
and then you'll know. And I don't know. Because it's literally not possible for someone to just walk in someone else's shoe. I cannot go and pretend that I'm not who I am anywhere.
Mm.
So, obviously, that perspective is hard for me to look through.
Mm.
However, the little that I have, I can say that, yes, some people are born into wealth, some people get what they want, and some people don't get what they want.
Mm.
However, you can always choose to do the right thing. The right thing being that, you know, yes, you might not get those riches and you might not have that thing backing you up that's always there to support you and tell you, okay, it's fine. Even if you fall, I'm there to support you. Even if you don't make it, even if this business fails, there is another idea here. or there is another support system here that you can fall back to. Yes, some people won't have that.
But you have, no?
Yes.
You have your backup for life. Yeah,
yes. But the ones that don't have it and the ones that want it, and then sometimes they get frustrated because some people just, like me, I'm just speaking to the camera and saying all these big words, and people are just thinking, yeah, you can say it because you don't know how it is. But I just want to say that it's not like you can just tell someone that they're wrong just because they don't actually know you or they don't actually feel what you have been through, and maybe they're just talking out of their perspective. You can't just say they're wrong. It's just lack of knowledge.
Okay.
I mean, I just don't know. So if you don't know something, it's like in a classroom, if the teacher hasn't taught you something, you can't be wrong for not answering it in your exams because you just weren't taught. So if a question comes out of syllabus, you get free marks for that.
Okay.
that's how it works. You explain
things like very broadly and like...
It works.
Abhi chalte hain rapid fire ke aur. So, Tachang, rapid fire, you need to be very rapid and instant.
Okay.
And there are a lot of other games also. If you do well, we have something to give you. So, you have to do well.
Okay.
So, the first question is, who was your favorite mentor?
Rakab, sir, yeah.
Okay. Your favorite co-contestant from Mr. Arunachal?
Nong Kim.
Okay.
Number 7.
Oh. Okay. Favorite former Mr. Arunachal Pradesh?
That would be Mr. Menjom Padu. Yes, okay. Menjom Padu.
And what comes to your mind when I say these following names? Menjom Padu.
Very disciplined.
Mittum Timba.
Good physique.
Tumken Sora.
Popular.
Huh. And what about the Miss Arunachal, former Miss Arunachal? Who is your favorite?
Roshni. Roshni.
Roshni Dada.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, that's it for rapid fire. So, since you were coming, so I thought like I need to upgrade my tribal meter. I play a game called Tribal Meter where I check like where like what is your status regarding your own dialect, like kitna tum apna bhasha mein bol sakta hai. So usually I do very I give some dialogues and my guest needs to translate that in Nishi or whatever their respective dialect is, but since you are here, you present this represent this generation, and you're the voice of this generation now. So I have upgraded my little game.
Okay.
It's called. Have you heard about Gen Z slang?
Gen Z slangs.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard about.
Internet abbreviation.
Yes, ma'am.
Because this generation is all about instant, quick, so they cannot write anything complete. So. Yeah. Sab cheez ka shortcut hai. So I have some Gen Z's yaha pe. So you have to tell the meaning.
Okay.
So
I'm
after
bad at this.
After you tell the meaning in Hindi or Hindi or English, uske baad you have to translate. Try to translate that in Nishi.
Okay.
That's the twist. So the first is, it's very easy. Ye to humko bhi pata hai.
Okay.
XOXO.
Kisses.
Hugs and kisses.
Okay, hugs.
Okay,
and
that's
kisses.
In Nishi.
I've never heard the word for hugs in Nishi.
Since you're close to your mom.
My mom's not Nishi.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, that's it.
Chakab, is that the word?
Mopub and Chagab, I guess so.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, next is LOL. L-O-L.
There's two of them, I think. Lots of love and laugh out loud.
No. laugh out loud is I don't know.
It's laugh out loud or lots of love.
Okay, so that in Nishi.
How do you translate?
Don't translate the whole, like, fera face, don't translate. Meaning se bhi translate kar sakte.
Okay.
It doesn't necessarily mean ki wohi word use karna hai.
I'm really bad.
I don't know.
I'm an embarrassment to my tribal community.
Lol.
I'm really sorry.
Now, this is a lol situation.
Yeah, that's it's a big
lol. Okay, moving on. Okay, this one is interesting. YOLO.
You only live once.
That in Nishi?
No.
Okay, whenever...
I'm gonna die for this. I have no idea what that is.
Okay. Here is a little penalty that I would like to give you. Is like, whenever you don't know, you say, payalincho.
Okay.
Alabe hato.
I know that.
Okay. You have to say those two things, huh?
Okay.
Okay. Noob.
I think it means someone who's new to something. Someone who is a beginner. Newbie.
Okay.
I think it's derived from newbie.
Inishi?
I don't think there's a word. No, there is no word for a newbie inishi.
I guess then we are less expressive.
Yeah, like there is
our,
no word
our tribe
for
is a, like.
I think the thing is too advanced.
Newbie.
Yeah, newbie is too
but
advanced.
But in Hindi?
Naya khiladi.
Okay. Next is TMI.
TMI?
Hmm.
I have no idea TMI. Talking much.
Too much information.
Too much, okay.
Say, okay. Nishi.
Payalincho. Alabeto.
Okay, AKA.
Also known as is not... It's not Gen Z lingo.
No, not Gen Z, but it's just like internet abbreviation. I told ki Gen Z bhi hoga, internet abbreviation bhi hoga, and short forms bhi hoga.
Okay. Also known as.
Also known as is. Inishi.
I think name means name, I guess.
Also known as is like... yeah. Okay, you tell me like your tachang.
Yeah.
And also known as...
Mr. Arunachal 2023.
No, at home.
Okay. At home.
Hey, what?
At home, they also call me Ato.
Ato.
Ato means like a forefather.
Oh.
Because I have a name that's passed down from a forefather of ours. With the same name, Tachang Fasang.
Okay.
So they say Ato. Ato Tachang.
Okay. OMG. It's too very easy.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, Inishi.
Donia Polo.
I think I won't say
the exact
meaning,
exactly,
but the expression is
the
like.
Expression is.
That's
how they say it. The old people say this. Donia Polo.
See you again. Okay. FYI.
For your information.
Okay. That initially.
For your information. Noga Jankari.
Try.
I'm not that bad at this. Nishi language, I swear I'm not that bad at this Nishi language. It's just the stage fright.
Okay.
I cannot say more than that. Alibeto. Payalincho.
Okay, this one. DM.
Direct message.
Nishi.
Direct message
like Instagram, Facebook mein nahi hone se bhi. Like in real life, direct message.
Direct message. Direct message.
You just changed the accent.
That's the best, Nishi.
Hey, you changed the accent.
But that was good enough.
Okay, I like your Nishi accent. Say that again.
Direct message.
Okay.
That's actually pretty good.
Next is POV.
Point of view.
Nishi.
No,
I like your Nishi accent.
All day.
Nishi accent.
Point of view.
No, you're not doing it well. Khulke karo.
I've never heard anyone say point of view, so.
Try the Nishi accent.
Point of view.
Japanese to Korean ye sab kar lete, but Nishi accent koi nahi kar pate. It's very tough, you know.
Kar pata. It's just that I've never heard anyone say it.
So try.
Point of view. I think point of view will be said really well. It's not that difficult to say point of view. Point of view.
Theek hai, moving on.
Thank God. Moving on, like another word.
Yeah, no, this another
game. Another game.
Yeah, no. Another abbreviation. BTW.
By the way, why are there so many words? Why
is
this
last so long? Last abbreviation. By the way, BTW.
Arre be to file to. I can't do this.
Okay. Then you try this one. Okay, I think I have done this with all of my guests.
Okay.
Try translating twinkle twinkle. Johnny yes papa in Nishi, in your version.
You serious?
Yes. I am serious.
Twinkle.
Not twinkle. Johnny, yes, Johnny, papa.
I have to say Johnny, right?
Johnny also you can replace it with.
Johnny.
Abo.
Chini. Chini donum. Chini doku. Eating sugar. Ha. Chini doku. Doname. Ma abo.
Telling lies.
Lies. Help me. What's lies? What's lies?
Memab.
Memab.
Ma abo.
No. It's like telling lies.
Telling lies. No pa. No do.
What's M?
M is like.
Oh. Chini.
No, lies. M.
Oh, okay.
Like, is aag bhi hote. Like, jo lower subansiri ka hai na, wo log like lies ko bolte hai. Hum log kya bolte hai? I'm to aya na.
I've never heard that word.
Okay. Say.
Because I've never lied, so never. No one has ever used it on me.
Such a liar. Yeah,
no, I'm not lying, I swear. Really honest person.
Telling lies, no, papa. Open your mouth.
Mouth was. I swear I'm forgetting things. I actually know it. My Nishi is really fluent.
Oh.
I cannot.
Is that so?
Right now,
okay.
Because of this whole competition that, you know, it's always English and Hindi. So I forgot my own.
Okay. You,
language.
If you are given a chance to be a creative person in Nishi.
Okay.
So how would you say your Nishi rhyming like A for apple, B for bowl in Nishi?
Till Z.
Try. You can try wherever you can. Like.
A for like for apple I have to say some Nishi word.
Yeah.
Right. A for...
Even if it's not a thing, you can say words also, emotions also. A for...
A for agam.
B for... Continue.
Bagang.
It's a title. Bagang is a title.
I'm sure it has a meaning.
Okay, C for...
C for... Charu.
What title you're saying? No, title not allowed.
All names have meanings and titles have meanings. Okay, fine. Not allowed. C for Chang. Chang.
Chang is what?
Chang.
Chang is what?
Chang. I think Chang means like Chang Dajo.
Okay.
I'm sure Chang means something. I'm sure it means something.
D for?
D for Doku. Means like, okay. Yeah, e? Will eat and stuff. A, B, C, D, E. E for Eka.
Eka what?
Yeah, Eka. Eka is a word. I've heard that a lot of times in my life.
Eka?
Eka is a word. Shit. We're looking at some imaginary audiences.
No, we have audiences.
I cannot do till Z. I swear I cannot do till Z. Okay. E. I'll just do randomly. P for?
P for?
Palingcho.
M for?
Meme. Mem. What did you say for lies? M, okay. So that's not M.
Mangnam.
I'm really bad at this.
Mangnam. Mekung. That cucumber.
Yeah. Mamang.
N.
Means something, I'm sure.
N for.
Num means home.
Oh, wow. Both confident. Very confident with that.
Keep seeing that outside gates. O for... Apung is... Oh.
Oppo.
Apung
is Assamese, I think. Oppo.
Yeah. Oh. I never knew that. I'm getting to learn so many things. Just in this... 30 minutes.
This game is over.
Okay, this game is over. This game has to be over. I cannot embarrass my community anymore. I'm so
take
sorry.
Take away the hamper.
I will never be Mr. Newcomb ever.
Okay, so hamper, liar joy.
Yeah, I'm still getting it.
Yes, of course. It's a tradition we have to give. Yes. Exam mein honne se nahi milna tha hoga.
Obviously. Incompetence is being awarded.
So this hamper is sponsored by Moody Monk. A one-stop destination to have a cook mocktails, cocktails, food. Even they are doing now the lodging also. So this
thank
is
you
for
so
you,
much,
Tachang.
Moody Monk. Okay, thank you so much. Love every bit of this. Although I'm not someone who eats sugar.
Oh.
But I will eat it.
But yeah, you I can will. Share.
Me and my three little sisters.
Okay. So this was it for today's episode. Thank you, Tachang.
Okay.
For being so blunt, being so articulate, and being so...
Entertaining.
Yeah, entertaining also.
Can't miss that out.
Okay, so it's a... We have reached the end. So do you have anything to say to whoever is watching you, your fans? Okay, I forgot to ask you, Mr. Arunachal banne ke baad, you got how many followers on Instagram?
On Instagram, the growth is so exponential. When I started out, that's a final audition on 3rd April. I think I had about 150 followers.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's climbing up to 2000 almost.
Wow.
In a very short span of time. And I thank my supporters so much.
And yeah, I've seen that auditorium was...
Oh yeah,
that
the auditorium.
That night, the auditorium was all about Tachang. Everyone was doing this. Okay.
20. Yeah.
So like... Please. Okay, so apne followers ko kuch bol dijiye.
Followers and supporters and also who will turn to be followers and supporters.
In future,
maybe. I just want to say that I've always worked towards something like this to be an influence, to inspire people. Every age, every community, every strata, no matter where you're from. And I will promise you, and you can always count on me that I will always try to bring out the best in everyone. And I will always try to always give positive messages and to have a positive influence. I will never... Ever steer anyone the wrong way. Promise.
Wow, what a nice message. Okay, so lastly, you want to say something to my listeners, to my watchers?
To your viewers.
Yes.
I would say that this is a very good show. This is awesome. I mean, for people like us who just got into the limelight, and I'm still being invited here, and you're being really nice to me, and everyone else has been really good. The whole team behind the camera has been perfect. So I would say that they treat everyone really well. Mm. I'm not here by force. I was invited, and I came on by my own will. So, and it's really good. Okay. She's a really good host, and I think the show has great promise. And one day, it'll be everywhere. Maybe I won't be there that time. Maybe I'll be forgotten.
Why?
But remember me for this, episode number 4. One of the founding... No, one of the...
Founding...
Early people. One of
early
the first
bees,
people.
Early bees.
Yeah, one of the first people who came when it just started out. Remember me for
guys,
this.
Guys, remember, huh? Tachang Fasang.
Yes. Tachang Fasang.
Like, we will, like, we'll go to top and we'll just forget. Kon tha ye.
Yeah. But you should remember this. The viewers should always remember everything. I love you.
We also should love you.
She loves you more, obviously. But I love you enough to not be more than her, but not too less. This is getting really awkward. I'm confessing too much.
I think we shouldn't be ending this episode here. I think Tachang, he wants to speak more.
I have a lot to say.
Okay, we'll catch that after you come back from that Mr.
India thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
After I'm with a new sesh and a new title on my head.
Okay, touch wood, it happened. my hand is very far.
Your hand is very short.
He's becoming very unfiltered now. I have to close this episode or else he would start roasting me.
I think you deserve to be roasted as well. You can't just roast the one whom the guest. The host also deserves a little bit of toast. Smart.
Very smart. I think he's going to kill on national platform.
I'll put back my gun. Done. Enough. Okay.
I think this is the longest sign off.
Ever.
Ever. So thank you, Tachang, for being with us and giving all you have.
And thank you so much for having me here.
Okay. So this was it for today's episode. Keep watching, keep listening to Small Talk. We are available on Spotify, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram. Please go and follow us, comment, everything, sab kuch karo. And
Jarur. Main bhi karunga.
Okay, so this is Coco signing off. See you in my next episode. Bye-bye.